Thank you very much. Good afternoon. In fact, I would like to continue where Alejandro and Arne stopped. I fully agree. And I had the same question when I started. My friends were telling me, the first year, don't accept anything. You know, just look at this new situation, how it feels. And it felt wrong for me not to accept anything. So I did not follow your advice. And I started, in fact, 2 years before I retired to collect points of what I would really like to do. It became a long list, and I encouraged myself to have the wildest dreams. What, you know, for the first time in my life, I don't have to care for children, I don't have to earn money, I'm fairly healthy, and I had come to kind of accept to live with myself, which was difficult. So, and then in this dreaming phase, I came up with 3 points, like in the story of the jars and the big pebbles and the small pebbles. So I, for myself, I thought it was good to identify 3 big pebbles. The first one, like Alejandro, I thought it would be nice to be able to give something back after such a privileged working life here and to get engaged in some kind of association for development. Second, after 35 years as an economist, I wanted to be closer to music and art in general, and although I liked my job, like you did, I did not want to work as a consultant in the same area anymore. And thirdly, I am afraid I have to admit, I was very childish all my life long, and I wanted to live in a castle, which is, you know, naive and a bit stupid, but that's what I found when I dreamt as much as I could, right? So, the next phase, that was the dreaming phase. The next phase was the most difficult one, and that was the phase of assuming my dreams. Because my spouse, my family, my colleagues, and in particular myself, I had so many good arguments why all of this was rubbish, right? So what I had to learn is to become more ruthless against all these good arguments and adopt the attitude of just do it. So now 4 years later, I'm very happy to be with the 1% for Development Fund, which is alive and kicking, and which shows that you don't need to be Bill Gates to make a very gratifying difference in overcoming extreme poverty. If you want to know more, like Alejandro, you look at our website, you come to me afterwards. But this was for me a possibility to do that. Secondly, instead of reading every week The Economist, I organized this year 2 dozens of cultural events. Among them, for instance, a 1 week masterclass for string trios and quartets, and 20 concerts within a week in Bourg-en-Bresse, 18 of those social concerts in the prison with asylum seekers, with Alzheimer patients, and so on. And thirdly, instead of buying a studio in Geneva, my wife and I bought for the same amount of money a castle in France with 14 hectares of land and around 1,000 square meters of surface habitable, and we are renovating that and enjoying it every day. So, actually, like you said before, I thoroughly enjoy my life now. It's clearly the best phase of my life ever, right? And I think that happens to many, many retirees, that being retired is the most wonderful phase of their life. And I realize also how much all of us have learned by working in the United Nations in terms of intercultural sensitivity, in terms of orderly process, in terms of perseverance. Our difficult supervisors have done us a great job in character building because we survived that and became even stronger for that. And now, of course, you may argue you have been lucky with your health. And it's true, I've been lucky. But I'm deeply convinced that this approach remains the same, completely independent what our health is, what our financial parameters are about. For instance, close family member, my sister, she has chronic pain, she's my age, chronic pain. So she decided to start painting because that's something she cannot move really well, but now she paints lovely. So my advice is not to be bogged down by the small print, the things you've learned this week, they're important, but don't get bogged down, but go to this double approach of dream and just do it. And if there's one thing I did wrong, is I was not daring enough. I think we need to be less risk afraid. We have to become more risk averse and dare. And then, you know, I think we can, that allows us to even optimize in the best way this wonderful present that is retirement. Thank you.